not going to lie, I'm a bit disappointed, but things happen and you can't always control them. I mean, I did my best in like the circumstances I was dealt, so I mean, I'm not necessarily happy, but you know, I can't really focus on that. All I can do is focus on my races my next 2 days.
Yeah, but what are you going to take from that this race and get that focus ready for Saturday?
I like learned a lot from this race. I mean, every year you can go into it with a plan. I mean, being here two other times, I kind of had an idea, but you really don't really know how it's going to be because you haven't ran against all these runners before. So you just, that and like I say, everyone's going to go quicker. But learning from today, I haven't waterfalls start very often. And so that's always a tricky thing because you can't really, like you can plan like, okay, I want to try to stay with this person. But when they're starting in that back waterfall, you don't know where they are. And so that's kind of hard. And I'm guessing I'm going to be back up at that top area on Saturday for the 15 because I'm kind of seated in the same area. So I'll just know maybe don't go out quite as quick because I thought I was kind of fine. But I mean, I shouldn't have been that far up that soon. But I mean, it happens. So. And then for the 4x4, I mean, that's always just been a fun race for me, so I'm not really going to stress about it. I'm just going to focus on having fun because that's like one lap instead of like four or eight. So, I mean.
Run with some of the some of your best friends over the last two, three, 4 years.
Yeah, I knew going, or like, I knew I was going to see some of my friends from like 2A and 3A, so that's always fun to like look forward to it and running against them one last time.